How about that slide? I'll give him a 10 out of 10. That was the slide into second going for third. Nice.
And this has been a great football game all the way around. I mean, these two defenses, you know, we talked about it. Scott talked, Davis. I mean, we knew this was going to be a defensive battle. There weren't going to be a lot of points put up today. And sure enough, it's played its way out.
Clock continues to roll. Charleston Southern with no timeouts. UT Martin opened the year with three FBS opponents and then a top 15 opponent in Southern Illinois, which was their lone home game in that four-game stretch. Started the year 0-4, came back home after losing to Missouri State 42-10 and beat the Redhawks of SEMO 34-10. After that week, lost at Lindenwood 30-14, got a touchdown late in that game. And then since then, after that Lindenwood game, UT Martin has now won five in a row. And next week will play for their fifth straight conference championship. The Skyhawks come back to win it and beat Charleston Southern 17-14. A heroic performance from UT Martin on Senior Day. And they capture the win to get to 6-5 overall and 6-1 in OVC Big South play.
A great day to be a Skyhawk, but you can tell something. I tell you, Charleston Southern continues to get better. And in 3 years in a row, this has become a better football program. Again, the defenses today played great. You saw a good quarterback play by both of them. This has been an excellent, excellent football game and been a privilege to call it.
What a game it was. Scoreless at the half, both offenses, the adjustments that they made. It was tremendous to see. UT Martin will come out with the victory. The Skyhawks have now won five in a row and are 6-5 overall, 6-1 in conference play. They head to Cookeville, Tennessee to play Tennessee Tech for their fifth straight conference championship. Your final score, UT Martin 17, Charleston Southern 14.
All games airing on the ESPN apps are streamed live and networked on ESPN Plus. Thanks for joining our broadcast. This has been a presentation of ESPN. Our radio broadcast continues as the UT Martin Skyhawks get the victory. The weekly Ford Nissan postgame report on the way. We'll hear from Coach Jason Simpson, recap the game, and bring you the Tennessee Lottery Player of the Game. 17-14, the Skyhawks win this one at home over Charleston Southern. Our postgame begins now on the UT Martin Skyhawk Sports Network.
Weekly County Motors began serving customers in 1964, but even before that, the Alexander family has been selling new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Because Ronnie, Larry, and Keith love their community, they support our schools, student-athletes, and their teams. The Alexander family is now in their third generation serving you, your family, and your friends. Next time you're ready to get your next car or truck, see the Alexander family at Weekly Ford Nissan in Martin, where family means family.
This is Tim McCollum from Stanley Black & Decker, encouraging all businesses, large and small, to support the Weakley County United Way Drive. Stanley Black & Decker Associates supports the Weakley County United Way through various programs. With the help of our associates and your help together, we've helped raise thousands of dollars through the years. Please consider giving to the Weakley County United Way by joining our team members and supporting your Weakley County United Way Drive so that we can all live United Weakley.
Junior.
Yep.
Lady.
Yeah, they have it.
Gigantic.
You know it.
What about Mega?
Yep, they've got that one too. When it comes to Jumbo Bucks, winning is the name of the game. In fact, Tennessee Lottery players win an average of $2.3 million a day on Jumbo Bucks games alone. So find your jumbo-sized fun today. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Jumbo Jumbo?
Oh yeah, they even have that one.
People in the area are unaware of the services that are provided by the Weakley County Farmers Co-op. The co-op has been in Weakley County for 74 years and consists of the storefront, which is for everyone, not just farmers. Stop by and see what they have for lawn and garden fertilizers, seeds, herbicides and insecticides, fuel, tires for most vehicles, cars, trucks, tractors, ATVs and more, pet and livestock feed and supplements. Shop the co-op, your hometown store with locations in Martin and Greenfield.
It's time for the Weekly Ford Nissan post-game report on the Skyhawk, Radio Network.
Welcome inside the press box here at Hardy Graham Stadium for the home regular season finale. Davis Gregory with Chris Brinkley and John Hatler. UT Martin on senior day comes from down four in the fourth quarter to win it 17-14. Their third fourth quarter comeback win of the year, and the Skyhawks with 402 total yards of offense on the day, 252 through the air, 150 on the ground last week, rushing the ball for over 50 times. And this game today, it called for something else. Jace Bauer threw 14 passes last week. He had 18 completions in this game, goes 18 for 26, 252 yards and a touchdown. But before we get into any more stats or anything like that, great game to Charleston Southern. Oh, my goodness. You said it, John. Chris, it was a privilege to call that football game, to watch it unfold. Stars on the conference from all around. What a football game.
It was clean. I mean, very few penalties. Of course, we got the stat sheet. I haven't quite looked at it just yet, but I think four penalties on the day was it, most of them by UT Martin. Five penalties. UT Martin had four penalties for 35 yards. Charleston Southern had one for 10. I mean, that was a holding on that big drive there towards the end of the game. But, I mean, it really, really was. And, you know, you go back, and this is what I think is fun, is the work that gets put in by the Sports Information Department at UT Martin. And you talk about keys to the game, right? We talked about that Jace Bauer, Josiah Tingley had to identify that defensive front because it was going to be multiple. First half was very, very difficult. But what happened in the second half? They got rolling. Okay, for defense, UT Martin had to pressure the quarterback. Did that, especially in the fourth quarter. When you got those big sacks, when you forced some incomplete passes, you forced some rush throws. You know, for Charlotte,
it's a Carolina Charlotte Southern.
City, it's a Carolina school, yeah. You know, you got to take deep shots early and often. They took deep shots. They hit them. It kept them in the game. And, again, they had to force UT Martin to the air. Well, what happened? You forced Jace Bauer to win that game in the second half. And he did. I mean, forced him to put the ball up, and he came through. He was a shining star today for UT Martin, because you take a look at his halftime stats. I mean, he had 115 yards. He was 11 of 15, very efficient. But then you rack up another 140 to finish the game up, to finish with 252 yards. I mean, that was a really big job. I was glad for Jace Bauer. I mean, I met the young man. You know him. I met him several weeks back. I was just happy to see him have a game today like he did to lead his team to victory.
And here's the thing about Jace, too. First of all, I mean, what an amazing person that Jace is. His dad, his mom, doing a great job raising him up. They were here in attendance for this game. You know, Jace, you look at the numbers for Jace Bauer, and you're thinking, is that really, you know, a championship caliber quarterback? Because, I mean, he's below 2,000 passing yards on the season. You probably like it to be over that for your quarterback in this style of, in this era of football. You know, running the ball, yes, he's been efficient there with 9 rushing touchdowns throughout this season. I was thinking about it the other day, guys. This guy is just a winner. It doesn't matter what do you – when Jace Bauer comes into a football game, he asks the question, what do I have to do for us to win the game today? Do I need to run it 20 times? I will run it 20 times and throw it 5. If I need to throw the ball 30 times, he almost did that today with 26 passes, I will do it. This guy – say whatever you want. Oh, I'd like the passing yards to be up, more passing touchdowns. I will take a winner over a 3,000-yard passer any day of the week. This guy knows how to get his team in the win column, and he proves it week in and week out.
And I think that's one thing that Coach Simpson has done in this era of pay-to-play, in the era of the transfer portal. He's gone out, and Chris, what's he gotten? He's gotten winners, like Davis said, at the quarterback position. Keon Howard, you know, Dresser Wynn was a local kid, right? But you go get Keon Howard. You go get the guys that have won playoff games for this program in the last couple of years. And it's been pretty impressive. I mean, this has been very impressive. Today, I think, was a really good indication of where this program is. Not this team, but where this program is, because Davis said it. Anything to win. We can go beat you 34-7. We can beat you 26-0, or we can beat you 17-14. Yeah. And I think this is a program statement win.
And part of that, we're seeing late in games being behind, mm-hmm. and again, and not folding. And
you know, just knowing that you're supposed to win this game. So what do? You win it. Let's hear from Coach Jason Simpson just a few minutes ago on the field. He visited with Alex Bogus.
Coach, 7 weeks ago, this team was trying to fight, get a win. You guys have responded. You put yourself in the exact position you want to be going into week 12. Talk about this team.
Very proud of them. Great job by the defense today, holding up the 14 points. That's a good football team right there. Yards were hard to come by today. You know, just kind of battled. Great job by Jace and Chop. You know, Faison went up, made some plays today. You know, we had to have that, big plays. And then, you know, Jace just kind of, you know, took us on the shoulder, the last run there to seal it. You know, the touchdown there to Scotty, okay. So, you know, this team just kind of found a way. Now it's fun. You know, next week's like a playoff game to us, playing a quality team. But this team's going to play for a championship maybe 5 years in a row.
Coach, you've talked all for 3 weeks now, every game's a playoff game. Your guys continue to find a way. Talk about the senior group that's kept this team together.
Well, I can't say enough about, you know, Josiah and Mitch and Shamari, Bryce. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Jace, you know, John Gentry. You know, some of these guys have only been with us a year, all right, but they fit right in with us. They were Martin made. It's just been a fun group, man. I appreciate them. And, you know, just a lot of kids wouldn't hang in here this long, guys. When we started off 0-4, man, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it together, right? We got conference games coming up. I promise you, we'll be where we want to be at the end of the year. And they did that, and I really appreciate them.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you, bud.
And that is exactly what big thanks to Alex Bogus, Sports Information Director over football, and all the staff, Ryan Rickman and Parker Griffith in there. Mac Doran helped us out, of course, on ESPN. Rodney Freed back in the studio. I have to give all thanks out there. But
that's right.
Getting to those comments there, John and I, Hatler and I, talked about this at Squawk Talk, and I brought it up. There is so much new on this team. So many transfers. Yes, they're all seniors. A lot of new meshing with, you know, UT Martin had some guys back, but Shamari Ware really hadn't played any meaningful football until this season. Toby Camp really hadn't played much meaningful football until this season. You had Keyshawn Johnson last year, but still a young player on this team. But you've got guys like Jamichael McGoy, Josiah Tingley, Mitchell Appleton. He's played a little bit early on in his career, but hasn't really been called upon, you know, later in his career. This team with the transfer portal and all of the stereotypes about it, which some of them are true, when you have a team together, if you would have told all three of us at the start of the season, you are 1-5, I guarantee you that all three of us would have said, probably going to finish under 500, because that means that the team didn't mesh. There wasn't chemistry. Maybe they got tired of hearing the same old speeches. They got tired of hearing the same old, oh, we're going to get there. We're going to just trust me. We're going to get there. Like, gosh, we just lost. We're 1-5 on the season. We're 1-1 in conference. This team did not do that. Hatler said it out there at Squawk Talk. This coaching staff did an outstanding job at recruiting high-character individuals, bringing them in here to mesh with the other high-character individuals, which kept this team together despite a 1-5 start. And now they're looking at playing for a fifth straight conference championship. In all of that, it is unbelievable what this team has now accomplished.
Let me start. I just think every coach in the country kind of has that situation, and a lot of coaches have not figured out how to coach. I call it microwave coaching, because you got to be quick, because it's not crock pot coaching, because
right.
You're not waiting
right.
2 or 3 years down the road. And Jason Simpson's figured it out. I mean, he's created the model that seems to be working. So you're 100% right, Davis. And get ready to coach this way next year and the year after and the year after, because this is where college football is.
You've watched 30-plus years of UT Martin football.
Mm-hmm.
I will submit that this might be the best coaching job.
Yeah.
In football,
yeah.
In the football program,
yeah.
That this university has seen since the transfer, since the moving to the Division I era. You know, I grew up following UT Martin, but, you know, they didn't put Division II scores in the Dallas Morning News. I mean,
right.
They just don't do
that's
that.
Right.
But, I will submit that this has been the best coaching job that a coaching staff mm-hmm. has done. I mean, over, you know, more than Matt Griffin getting the program, you're getting the Titanic turned.
That was big.
More than Jason Simpson's early years, more than the last four. I mean, I think that this one, I mean, I would submit that. I don't know how you feel, Chris.
Well,
but
so the hero's journey in writing is that you have this character, and then this character faces huge obstacles, and then the character changes and overcomes the obstacles and then defeats the villain at the end of the story. It's every story ever written in superhero world. That's what they've done this year, basically. It's not over, but, I mean, they're writing the story right now in the next to the last – well, I shouldn't say next to the last chapter, but they're in the last quarter of the story, and they're right where they want to be.
And the final chapter of the book is next week with hope for
An epilogue.
An epilogue.
Yeah,
with hope for an epilogue. Go ahead.
I just think, you know, again, since I won't be there next week, I'll just go ahead and make this statement. I think it is unfortunate that whatever if next week doesn't go the way that we three want it to go, you know, the culture of college football, the FCS level today, those four games first of the year probably hurt you.
Yeah.
But you have to play them.
Yeah.
But those four games at the first of the year, I believe, also put you in the position to be where you are today. So it's a catch-22.
But part of it has nothing to do with football.
It has to do with budget. It has to do with this is the radio show. Yeah, it has to do with lackluster leadership at the conference level that has been in the past. The thing was, as Davis said it during the broadcast, is, you know, next week's going to be the automatic qualifier. But Davis and I, you heard it, we were all off the air. If UT Martin can go to Cookeville and win, which is a tall, tall task, if UT Martin can go to Cookeville and win, Tennessee Tech deserves to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if history repeats itself, there will be a push to keep two teams out of the playoffs. Yeah. I think it'd be ludicrous to keep Tennessee Tech out.
They've won 10 games.
They've won 10 games. Yeah. You know,
we both know they could both go and win playoff.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's, you know, last year, I think a lot of us were shocked that UT Martin got in the playoffs, went over Kennesaw State, put you in there, but you proved it when you went on the road and won.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I won't be here next week. No, I get to listen to Davis
next
week.
He's not fired, everybody.
That's
right. Fired. He's just Chuck Campbell will be on the
road. I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic.
There we go. We have one more break.
Yes, we'll go ahead and take it when we come back. A look at the stats. Tennessee Lottery Player of the Game. Keep it right here. Skyhawk Sports Network.
Wheatley County Motors began serving customers in 1964, but even before that, the Alexander family has been selling new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Because Ronnie, Larry, and Keith love their community, they support our schools, student-athletes, and their teams. The Alexander family is now in their third generation serving you, your family, and your friends. Next time you're ready to get your next car or truck, see the Alexander family at Wheatley.